Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Mitch Teich. People give flowers for many different reasons, to congratulate, celebrate, show love and care. They're ever-present at weddings, holidays, and anniversaries. They even grace the bedsides of those who are ill in hopes that they'll recover. And even when recovery isn't an option for a patient, Wendy Hopfensberger believes flowers can still have a positive impact on the recipient. That's why the former insurance consultant founded Petals for Patients, which delivers donated flowers to sick and terminally ill patients at hospices, nursing homes, and other locations around the Chicago and Milwaukee areas. The flowers usually come from complete strangers, in many cases brides who donate them after weddings. Recently, Petals for Patients began a new partnership with the Milwaukee-based Horizon Home Care and Hospice. Horizon has long had a volunteer flower program, but development director Kelly Andrews says she believes this new partnership will scale up the process to bring more flowers and more joy. Hopfensberger and Andrew recently sat down with Lake Effect Stephanie Lesche to talk about the new partnership, and Andrew explains what flowers bring to Horizon's patients.
From my experience with hospice, it's a time where any little added touch, anything above and beyond, makes that patient feel like I'm here and someone is noticing and I'm being cared for. Our goal in hospice is comfort and dignity at the end of life. So the flowers are an added touch that really just enhance the experience. And it's meant to be a positive experience. And that's something that a lot of people, you know, think it's got to be so terrible. But it's meant to be positive, and this brings just a little more added warmth to a room.
I didn't really understand the value or the impact the flowers had on the sick and terminally ill until a few years ago. And it was when I was living in New York City, I volunteered for an organization there that was giving flowers to those in nursing homes. And I just decided to volunteer one day. And, you know, I just thought we'd be setting bouquets at the bedside of the sick and elderly. And it was more than that. It was, you set the bouquet and it may start a conversation. Or if a conversation doesn't start, at the very least, you get to watch their faces light up and when they see the flowers. So, and for many, especially the terminally ill, these are truly the hardest times of their lives. You know, it's a point in their life where they're letting go. And so anything that can brighten their day, brighten the room, put a smile on their face is well worth it.
Well, Wendy, obviously this experience had a big impact on you, but how did that then translate into Petals for Patients? And tell us a little bit more about how Petals works.
Sure. Well, my experience in New York City, there was one profound moment in New York City that really ignited my passion for this. And it was an experience I had with a man when I was delivering flowers. He, you know, was terminally ill, and he was a man who was a high-paid advertising executive in New York City. He had made tons of money throughout his life, and he never felt the need to marry someone or have children. He came across to me, even though he was dying, as back in the day, he was sort of the ladies' man. So here he was laying on his deathbed, literally, and sadly, he was literally all alone as he passed away. And I remember having this conversation with him where he told me that he was scared to death. And when he said scared to death, he literally meant he was scared to death. And I left that nursing home that night, and I couldn't wait for the next flower delivery because I wanted to see him again. And when the next flower delivery came and I showed up, he was no longer there. He had passed away. And I cried for days after that, just knowing that this man who had everything in life died alone. And, you know, sadly, or I guess maybe in a good way, I was one of the people that was there for him in his final days. So that ignited my passion for doing this full time. But there were many years that went by that I didn't do anything. And it was a trip that I took with Tom's Shoes in September that launched Petals for Patients ultimately. And if you're familiar with Tom's, they have a one-for-one program where for every shoe you buy, they give a pair to a child in need. So they were at the point, after only 4 years of being in business, giving their 1 millionth shoe away, which was really historic for them. And I love the idea of having a business that had giving built right into it. And came back home and used a lot of the conversations, the feedback they gave me, and launched Petals for Patients from that.
Well, Wendy, what I think is so interesting about the story of the one man who you had this interaction with, who you so wanted to bring flowers to but ultimately couldn't, was what those flowers could have represented to him, the fact that there was someone out there who cared about him. And this kind of makes me think of, Kelly, this blog post that you wrote about the meaning of flowers.
Flowers can mean a lot of things, and many people send them for a special occasion or a wedding or an anniversary, or, you know, we all use flowers often to celebrate occasions. And I think it's so fitting that part of Wendy's program is to reuse, to recycle flowers that are very celebratory and give them to patients who may not be celebrating anything right now. We hope, you know, that a family is coming together and celebrating a life and, you know, doing this in a what we would call a good death. But many families aren't. So if we can bring just a little bit of positive energy to a room, it's so wonderful for the patients. And it's also wonderful for the people who are donating these flowers, the brides and grooms who have celebrated this big day, this huge day in their life, but then have the hearts to turn around and say, we want to do something great. We want to recycle. We want to touch the community in this way. It's just, it's so heartwarming. I love it.
Well, Wendy, let's have you describe for us exactly how Petals for Patients work. There's a few different ways where you can get flowers to patients.
Sure. Yeah, there are several different aspects to the business model at Petals for Patients. One of them is if you're a bride and you are going to have thousands of dollars of flowers at your wedding, specifically the centerpieces and the bouquets, you can call me and hire me to pick up the flowers after your reception. And what I will do is then break down those centerpieces and distribute them to the sick and the terminally ill the following day. It's really as simple as that. It just takes a call. I don't need to sit down with the bride and groom and have this elaborate meeting. It's simply a phone call. And we schedule the date. We come to an agreed upon price. And you're all set to go. Sometimes I get to meet the bride and groom at the end of the reception, but sometimes they've left, and I'm just there as sort of their cleanup crew. And, you know, there's a lot of benefits to doing it. A lot of brides, unfortunately, they won't say hire, they ask their family members to take care of the flowers after their weddings. And I think the family members sometimes are surprised to learn just how much work that really is. And aside from putting the pressure on your family members to take care of the flowers after an event, for your donation of flowers, you can receive a tax-deductible receipt. At the end of the night, many times, the flowers just get thrown away. So through our partnership, we're able to provide you with a tax-deductible receipt at tax time.
And you can also, on the Petals for Patients website, buy, kind of in that Tom's Shoes model, buy bouquets of flowers, and then one bouquet is donated to patients.
That's right. I was so inspired by Tom's one-for-one model that I decided to incorporate a buy-one, give-one model into my business. I really wanted a way not only for brides and grooms to participate in this, but for anyone in the community to support this idea. And the 1-800 Flowers Buy One, Give One model does just that. You can buy a bouquet of flowers, and what happens is 1-800 Flowers notifies me that you've purchased a bouquet, and that triggers me to then give a bouquet to the hospice.
Horizon Home Care and Hospice has had a volunteer flower program for quite some time, but what does this new partnership with Petals for Patients allow the hospice to do?
It just allows us to really bring this benefit to patients on a much larger scale. We've had the volunteer program for about 4 years now. We have amazing partners in the community. Trader Joe's and Pick and Save have been awesome, and they donate flowers that they can no longer sell. We have volunteers who stop into the store, pick these flowers up. Sometimes they're a huge mess. They take them in their car to our workspace and open up every bouquet, take out any bad or moldy flowers. We want to be very careful of what we give our patients, and then reassemble these bouquets into much bigger and more beautiful pieces for the patients. So that's been very successful so far. Our staff love being able to take these flowers out. It really touches people. And one of the stories that I've heard over the years is there are patients who've never received flowers in their life. I mean, 80 years old and you've never had that moment of knowing that someone cares about you and that statement of flowers. So it's been very meaningful. But now with Wendy's partnership, we're able to just enhance this. Petals for Patients brings us even fresher flowers. You can imagine wedding flowers are a different type of flower and quality than the flowers you get on the stand at the grocery store. And they're so impressive. The bouquets are stunning, and it actually allows us to keep our volunteers even more busy. We are looking for additional flower volunteers, and basically it's a fun job. I do this once in a while when I have time, but you just go in, you're surrounded by these gorgeous smelling flowers, and you just cut the stems, you arrange, you put the colors together. So I would put a little plug in there for anyone out there who is a little bit artistic and who likes flower arranging. You certainly don't have to be a professional, but we love having people come in and help do this. So it's always been a win-win model, but now with Petals for Patients, it's a win-win-win model because the community is involved too.
Wendy, now that Petals for Patients is off the ground, you've got this partnership with Hospice Home Care, you're doing this all over the Chicagoland and Milwaukee areas. What do you hope will happen with Petals for Patients? You know, what is your ultimate goal?
My vision for Petals for Patients, my long-term vision, is that in every city across the country, there are people that Petals for Patients hires to pick up and deliver flowers to patients in hospice or, you know, nursing homes or wherever. That's my long-term dream. My dream at Horizon on a short-term level is that not a patient goes through Horizon without a beautiful bouquet at their bedside and not at the expense of the family. You know, the families have large enough expenses as it is that Petals for Patients can supply the flowers at the bedside.
Well, Wendy, obviously you have this partnership now with Horizon Home Care and Hospice, but how have you been able to make these partnerships happen? Have there been challenges to this?
Yeah, there definitely have been challenges. I launched Petals for Patients in October of 2010, and actually for the first 2 months, I spent talking to people in hospitals, talking to places like the Ronald McDonald House, and asking, can I bring flowers free of charge into your hospital or into the Ronald McDonald House? And as receptive as they were to the idea, many hospitals and Ronald McDonald House actually couldn't accept the flowers because of the suppressed immune systems of their clients. So that's when I started to think outside the box a little bit. And I started to contact some hospices and places like that, like nursing homes. And surprisingly, when I asked them if I showed up with $5,000 of flowers from a wedding, let's say, would they be open to that? And many of the people said that they wouldn't be able to handle that volume of flower operationally. They didn't know how that would work. And I got the feeling that they weren't willing to put the effort into figuring out how to make that work. So I just kept plugging away, and one phone call made all the difference to Horizon. And so I'm just very fortunate to have found this partnership.
Well, Kelly Andrew and Wendy Hoffensberger, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about this new partnership between Horizon Home Care and Hospice and Petals for Patients.
Sure.
Thank you.
Wendy Hoffensberger is the founder and CEO of Petals for Patients. Kelly Andrew is the director of development at Horizon Home Care and Hospice in Milwaukee. You can find a link to the Petals for Patients website and learn more about Horizon at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. They spoke with Stephanie Lecce. That's the Friday edition of Lake Effect. We are produced by the team of Dan Harmon, Bonnie North, and Stephanie Lecce, with production assistance from the syllable-rich Ed Mikowski and Kirsten Wisniewski. Amy Kiley hosts our weekend show. I'm Mitch Teich. Thanks so much for tuning in today, and I hope you can join us again tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 2 for Lake Effect Weekend from WUWM and WUWM HD1, Milwaukee Public Radio. Stay tuned. Fresh Air is next.